Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Freedom from Anxious Attachment by Eliza Bennett, is a relationship and self-help guide focused on anxious attachment, a pattern often marked by fear of abandonment, persistent overthinking, and high sensitivity to signs of rejection, drawing on core ideas from attachment theory. The book explains how early relational experiences then shows how those expectations can create a repeating cycle. Anxiety rises, reassurance seeking intensifies, communication becomes reactive, and the relationship feels less secure. The book's purpose is practical as well as explanatory. It aims to help readers recognize their anxious triggers, understand the beliefs underneath them, and develop skills that support emotional regulation and clearer communication. Rather than centering on diagnosing a partner or labeling every conflict, it emphasizes building internal security, strengthening self-worth, and learning habits that make connection steadier. Readers looking for tools, reflection, and step-by-step change will find the book positioned as a supportive roadmap toward more secure attachment patterns. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding anxious attachment and where it comes from. A central topic is what anxious attachment is and how it develops. The book frames anxious attachment as a learned relational strategy rather than a personal defect, often rooted in earlier experiences where care, attention, or emotional availability felt inconsistent. When someone learns that closeness can be unpredictable, they may become hyper-focused on maintaining connection, scanning for shifts in tone, distance, or responsiveness. In adult relationships, this can show up as persistent worry about being left, strong distress when communication changes, and a heightened need for reassurance. The value of this foundation is that it helps readers replace self-blame with understanding. By naming common patterns such as fearing abandonment, interpreting ambiguity as rejection, or feeling unsafe without constant confirmation, the reader can start separating present-day reality from older emotional learning. This topic also clarifies that attachment patterns are changeable. The goal is not to erase the desire for closeness, but to build a steadier sense of safety so intimacy does not automatically trigger alarm. Understanding the origins of anxious attachment becomes the starting point for changing it. Secondly, the anxious attachment cycle of overthinking, protest behaviors, and disconnection. Another key theme is the repeating loop that keeps relationship anxiety alive. The book describes how a trigger, such as delayed texting, a partner's stress, or a perceived shift in affection, can activate fear and rumination. Overthinking then generates a narrative that something is wrong, and the nervous system responds as if a real abandonment threat is happening. From there, people may engage in behaviors meant to restore closeness quickly, such as repeated checking, escalating questions, seeking constant reassurance, or pushing for immediate resolution. While these responses are understandable, they can create pressure or conflict that moves the relationship further from safety, reinforcing the original fear. By mapping this cycle, the book helps readers recognize the moment when anxiety starts to take over and when choices are still available. The emphasis is on noticing early signals, interrupting spirals before they peak, and reducing reliance on actions that temporarily soothe but ultimately increase insecurity. This topic is important because it turns a vague feeling of being stuck into a clear pattern that can be changed with practice, awareness, and more secure strategies for connection. Thirdly, regulating emotions and calming the nervous system when attachment fears spike. The book emphasizes skills for emotional regulation because anxious attachment is not only a set of thoughts, but also a body-based stress response. When fear of abandonment is triggered, the mind may race, but the body can also enter a state of alarm that makes calm communication difficult. A practical focus is learning to pause, ground, and self-soothe so that reactions do not run the relationship. This includes learning to identify triggers, differentiate between present facts and fearful interpretations, and create space between feeling and action. Instead of treating anxiety as proof that something is wrong with the relationship, the reader is guided to treat anxiety as a signal that needs care and regulation. Building the capacity to tolerate uncertainty is part of this work. If a person can remain emotionally steady during moments of ambiguity, they are less likely to overinterpret or demand reassurance in ways that backfire. Over time, regulation skills support a more secure internal base, because the reader learns they can survive discomfort without losing themselves or turning the relationship into an emergency. Fourthly, communicating needs directly and effectively without escalating conflict. Communication is presented as a bridge between internal anxiety and healthy connection. The book focuses on moving from reactive patterns to clearer requests and more grounded conversations. Anxious attachment often leads to indirect communication, such as testing a partner, hinting, or escalating complaints in hopes of getting reassurance. These approaches can create misunderstandings and defensiveness, even when the underlying need is simple closeness, clarity, or consistency. A more secure approach is to name feelings, state needs, and ask for specific support without blame. This topic also includes learning the difference between seeking connection and seeking certainty. A secure request aims for understanding and collaboration, while an anxious demand aims to eliminate uncertainty immediately. By shifting toward direct, respectful communication, readers can reduce the drama cycle that anxious attachment fuels. This does not guarantee that every partner will respond well, but it helps the reader act in alignment with their values and gives the relationship a better chance to be stable. Clear communication also supports self-respect, because needs are expressed openly rather than buried under overthinking. Lastly, building secure attachment through self-worth, boundaries, and healthier relationship choices. A final core topic is how to move towards secure attachment in a realistic way. The book highlights that security is built both internally and relationally. Internally, readers work on strengthening self-worth so that love and belonging are not experienced as scarce or easily lost. When self-worth is fragile, every conflict can feel like a verdict, and every distance can feel like abandonment. Relationally, the book emphasizes boundaries and expectations that protect emotional health. Boundaries are framed not as walls but as clarity about what is acceptable, what support is needed, and what behaviors create instability. Learning to set boundaries without guilt is especially important for anxiously attached readers who may fear that asserting needs will push others away. This topic also encourages more discerning relationship choices, because healing anxious attachment is not only about trying harder. It is also about choosing dynamics that can support safety and consistency. Secure attachment is presented as a set of habits regulating emotions, communicating openly, tolerating uncertainty, and building a relationship with oneself that is dependable. Over time, these habits reduce fear and create a stronger capacity for intimacy. In conclusion, freedom from anxious attachment is best suited for readers who recognize themselves in relationship anxiety, persistent rumination, and an intense fear of being left or replaced. It can also help people who repeatedly feel out of control during conflict, become preoccupied with reassurance, or struggle to set boundaries without panic or guilt. The practical benefit is learning to identify the anxious attachment cycle early and respond with skills that reduce escalation. By focusing on emotional regulation, clearer communication, and self-worth, the book supports changes that can improve both personal well-being and relationship stability. Intellectually, it gives readers a coherent framework for understanding why their reactions feel so urgent and why certain coping strategies keep backfiring. What helps it stand out in the anxious attachment category is its emphasis on actionable change rather than only explanation. Many books describe attachment styles, but readers often need help translating insight into moment-to-moment behavior when they are triggered. Bennett's approach is positioned as a supportive guide that combines understanding with practice, encouraging readers to build internal security alongside healthier relational habits. For those seeking a structured path away from overthinking and toward more secure connection, it offers a focused, skills-oriented entry point. If you would like to support Eliza Bennett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.